Rav is the kasha to Rav Nachman. It says aloha that is the kasha. Is it true that Obal lav b'chlav riyasu? That Rav asked the question to Rav Nachman, is it true that you, Rav Nachman, want to say that the husband is not included in Briyas? When the wife made an issa neder not to have enjoyment from the Briyas, the husband is not included. For your Tanan, we have a mission later that says, if a wife says that Nutu la'ani mina Yehudim, she makes an issa neder, she's taken away from Jews. In other words, she's not allowed to live with any men. Halacha is Yefe Chalkoi. Still we say the husband should be made for his chalik. In other words, mashma, the husband is included, that he becomes also to live with his wife, and therefore we tell the husband, you should be made for your chalik. Utei misham shosoi, and the husband should be mutter to her. Utei netulu mina Yehudim, but to all other Jews, she's also. In other words, it's called a neder beno le beno, that the husband could only be made for what's negaya to him, but lo yitzui later on, he gives her a get, she's also to everybody else. That's what it says in the Mishnah later. Now, v'yarmut, if you want to tell me, that Baal, lav b'chlal b'riyasu, that when she makes this neder of netulani mina Yehudim, she's taken away from all Jews. She does not mean to take herself away from her husband, that she's mutter anyway to her husband. If so, it's not called dvorim shebeino lebeino. If so, how does the Baal, how does the husband have a right to be made for this neder? It has to be, you have to tell me, that nidra inu nefeshain, that's considered a neder of inu nefesh. Not to be able to live with any other men is called inu nefesh. Like a mitzvah, she gets a get, she'll be yosu to anybody, that's called inu nefesh. If so, v'yoful al yerlam. If it's true that it's considered a neder of inu nefesh, then when the husband is made for it now, she should be made for legamri. That she's talking mutter to other men later after the get. Sakam it says here, no, she's also to other people. So it's mashmas only goes because of dvorim shebeinola beino. That's a kasha, so it's mashmir that the husband is not, it is bechlal Yehudim. So my answer is true, it's no kasha in Rav Nachman. I'll tell you, liyoylo meimeloch, that shani hocha, here it's different. Usually talk of the way Rav Nachman said that a husband is not included in the Brias. But over here, the svar is that he is included, to mucha milsa di alateira kos v'nasho. Because over here, right now, calls the man, she's married to her husband, the only man that she's allowed to live with is with her husband. So she makes this neder, she's taken away from Yehudim. L'chura, we say here, what she meant to say is that she's also to live with her husband. See, even though usually when she means other people included, like not to have enjoyment from anybody, we say she means only the other people and not her husband. But over here, netulani, when she's taken away, she can't have tashma shamita, she can't live with any men. L'chura, what she means to say is that her husband, that she's mutatu, she's taken herself away from him. True, if she gets a get, tell the men also should be yosa. But the svar to say here, the husband is for sure included. That's why here we say when the husband is made for, he only takes away his portion. But for other people, the neder is still chal. But all other places, though, it's taka true what Rav Nachman says, that when she says a lashon of, she's answering herself on minabriyos, she means to say only on other people, and she does not mean to include her husband. All right, we'll stop here. Pei Dalet, yeah. Yeah, we're holding that Pei Dalet Omer Aleph. Yeah, by the two dots. It says again, the Mishnah says that Yechoyle Lehenes Beleket Shechopeya. Again, last Mishnah said that when Isha makes a neder, that Koinem Sheinen Nena Lebrias, she makes an Issa neder that she can't have any enjoyment from anybody, from Brias, so that now Mishnah that goes according to Rabbi Yossi holds any Yechol Hofer. The husband cannot be made for that neder. Because that's not called a neder of inu nefesh. Why? Because if yechoy lehi lehenes b'leket shechopeya, because she could have enjoyment from leket shechopeya. So since it's possible for her to have enjoyment from some place, therefore it's not called an inu nefesh. And the Gemara was a shaila before if the husband was included in brios or not. And we came out that really Rav Nachman said that the husband is not included in brios. Either kasha by the Tulanim and the Yehudim, over there was different, that Torah cross for Nasha. But I call upon him, she doesn't mean to ask herself from her husband, but from everybody else she's also to have enjoyment. So that she's also to have enjoyment. So the Mishnah says still it's not called so much pain because she could eat from Leket Shechopeya. As these things don't belong to the owner, the owner is like Mafkarit that belongs to Aniyim. So when she comes and takes it, she's like an Ani, it's not called she's having enjoyment from the owner, but rather she's just taken these things that I have come, therefore since she could eat something, it's not called a neder of inu nefesh. Now the Mishnah is medayik,
V'loy ketani v'maiseroni. How come our Mishnah does not say that she's also allowed to eat from maiseroni? It only says in the Mishnah that she could eat from leket shichopeya. What happened to maiseroni? The chur, this lady, is called a noni now. She has an issur neder, she can't eat from it. She can't have enjoyment from anybody. So the chur, she's like a noni. If she's like a noni, how come she can't eat maiseroni? And the Moriah Sakasha Botanya, we learned in the Braisa, Botanya Babraisa, and the Braisa we learned over maiseroni. Like it's double kasha. How come our Mishnah does not say maiseroni? And then the Braisa, Itaki really does say maiseroni. That in such a case, where the wife makes an issa neder, not to have enjoyment from anybody, that's not called a neder of inu nefesh, because she could have enjoyment from leket shechopeya and maiseroni. So the question is, how come our Mishnah left out of a maiseroni? And this Gemara wants to answer, Omer Reb Yosef Lekasha. Today there's no stira. Saka machlokes tanoim, I tell you, hor Reb Eliezer, hor Rabbonin. Saka machlokes Reb Eliezer and the Rabbonin. The Tznan, we learned like this. Reb Eliezer Omer, Ein Odom Tzorach Likros Shein Al Maiseroni Shel Demai. Shel Demai, that means if you buy perish, you buy fruits from an Amoritz. From an Amoritz, we're always choishish, that most probably he did not take off Shumas Meister and Meisteris, he didn't take it off. Therefore, when you buy the fruits off an Amoritz, you have to take off Meisteris and the Shumas Meister. Now, if you buy fruits from Demai, Reb Lezer says that you do not have to take off Meisteroni. Meisteroni you don't have to take off. We'll soon see why not. That's Reb Lezer's halacha again. The Reimer, Ein Odom Tzarech Likra Shein, Al Meisteroni Shel Demai. If you buy fruits off an Amoritz, even though you have to take off Trumas Meiser and Meiser Rishon, but or else Meiser Sheini, but if it's the year of Meiseroni, you don't have to take off Meiseroni. If it's the third year or the sixth year, you don't have to take off Meiseroni.